Today, we'll be talking about racism and riots that's going on all over the world. With 2020 already being a disaster and other big events such as big riots over the George Floyd killing incident by a white policeman. When this event occurred, a lot of black and white people came together and started to riot over the killing against police officers. With the riots going on, people trashed cities, lit fires to buildings, lit buildings to fires, and even started looting stuff from stores. What is racism, you ask? Racism is a prejudice and discrimination towards a certain group of people or persons on the basis of their membership in particular racial or ethnic group. It also means that one or more people despise a certain ethnic group because of their skin color, their facial features, or even their hairstyle. How is racism bad, and what can be a bad income or outcome from it, you ask? Well, racism is bad because it discriminates people in their beliefs, their ethnic backgrounds, and their physical appearances. Before January 31st, 1865, these cruel and crucial acts towards black people were allowed and were used as slaves to do white people's work. Slaves had a horrible life while working, and some died at a young age because of the malnutrition or have been killed by the people that did not like them. But after January 31st, 1865, the Congress in America abolished slavery and made everything right and equal amongst one another. Some people in the past that represented the racial is bad, that represented, let me be clear, represented that racism is bad are Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King Jr., Frederick Douglass, and many more. Why do people believe that they should start racism or riots on racism? Let me tell you. Some people believe that riots solve the problem to stop racism. They think that it'll get the message out to people, to people's heads, by causing destruction, vandalism towards people's property, will solve something. But it will not. It will just cause more chaos and more disruption than ever. Whilst they're doing these acts, it makes everything worse. Like I said, everything. To the point where the police have to get involved. And then people get hurt, killed, sometimes arrested, just by thinking they could start riots. Riots are always never the solution. Sometimes you need to just sit down with people and just have a small gathering and talk about something. Don't start commotion. Just talk about why people should and shouldn't do certain things in life and how it affected other people. Like children going to school. There's kids who bully them because of their skin color and their race. They judge a person by their cover. Like the saying says, don't judge a book by its cover. Because you might never know what somebody's going through in life. You guys ask, do people believe that if parents taught their children that racism is a bad thing, that they shouldn't judge people based on the color of their skin, what would be different today? Like I said, don't judge the book by its cover. They're human beings like you are. Say there's a group of children in your school, or like a group of people at your work, or in your neighborhood, anywhere you are basically, and let's say it's the Americans over there and the African Americans, the mixed people, the black people, and they all just came from work, you know, all of that, and their work clothes, they're dirty and all of that. And then the other people over there, they're clean, they're wearing nice clothes, nice smelling perfume and all that. And you, a mother, and your child walking, right? And your child say, "Ew, mommy, look at them people over there. They smell bad. Let's walk over these people over there. They look better. You know, they're probably better people, have better worth in life, and they had a better education and all that. We should go with them." And you, as a parent, should say, "No, you can't do that, because you don't know what the person's going through in life, or who they are, and what they just came from, and what they experience, you know? You shouldn't judge them because the clothes they wear, how they smell, and how they look. Because, you know, you might never know what happened." So, that's why you should teach your child that when they grow up. Because you don't want to be like that little girl saying, "Let's go to them because of the way they look, and just because they smell nice." You know? Because there's plenty of people in this world, and you don't know what they're going through and all that, you know? So then you should just talk to your children and have a good bond and be close to them, you know, instead of pushing them out and not teaching them the right thing in life. But to make sure they learn, you know? How does riots have an effect on our daily lives? Riots has a big event, especially in 2020 with the corona and everything. But don't let me get off topic, you know? So riots in 2020 and all that. Even riots before, like people burning down buildings and stealing stuff from other people's property that doesn't belong to them, and causing mass corruption has an effect on people, because people think they're not safe. People think that they have to go in hiding from other human beings when they didn't do nothing at all, you know? Because if people steal from other people, people just go in other people's properties and burn buildings because this person did them this person did them that. It's not a right thing, because people change, and some people are blind. Not like blind that they can't see with their own eyes, like blind, like mentally blind, or like they're not physically blind, but like they're spiritually blind, and they do things or say things sometimes they don't mean. And you can't just take revenge out of anger by burning their buildings out, taking stuff that doesn't belong to you that is theirs, because it makes people feel alone and not safe. And that's not a good thing, because there's children out there in the world, and like you could put them in depression, you can make them have panic attacks and aggression and all that, and they just want to go to suicide because they don't think they're safe. So killing themselves is the best thing, and everything like that, you know. You ask, why do people today still believe in racism? Why do people today still believe in racism today, and they think their moves is superior more than black people? Some people today think they're more stronger, and they're more intelligent, and they're more wiser, and they're more like gifted than black people today, because the way the person acts, because the person don't have all this money, they don't have everything that you have. It doesn't make you superior than them. Every human being is equal. We all are equal. We make not go through the same things as others and may not understand other people's pain and everything like that. But we're equal, and nobody's superior over nobody. The only body superior over human beings is God. Only God. Because everybody's human. Everybody's equal. Black or white. We're still humans. Just imagine if you was born black and the other person was just... Okay. say you're racist, right? Like, racist. Now switch the rules around. You're the black person and there's another person there criticizing you. How would you feel? Put yourself in their footsteps. Put yourself in their shoes. How would that person feel if so-and-so happened? What you do to them happened to you? How would you feel? Put yourself in their shoes. You know, because it's a bad feeling, a really bad feeling. And you shouldn't do that to people because it could lead them to dark places that they can't come out from, that lead them to mental institutions and all of that. So racism causing riots is really bad. Thank you for listening to The Daily Dose. Have a nice day.